533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, August 19th, 2025 edition. I want to ask you to do me a favor. I'd like you to go and, number one, see the new location of the Iron Pig, the south location, 4029 Old 27 Highway, there in Gaylord, south end of town. Basically, you get off of I-75 at mile marker 279 exit. This is 3 miles south of the normal downtown Gaylord M32 exit. Get off the expressway and head south about 1 mile, and you'll see three restaurants. It's the third one, the most southern restaurant on the east side of the Old 27 Highway, right across the street from Lake Otsego. Especially either Saturday or Sundays, 8 to 2 at the new location only, the south end. They put on a brunch that is absolutely phenomenal. Bloody Mary Bar, both Saturday and Sundays, is part of it. The food, the different choices of food, what they put up there is a fantastic brunch. Now, here's the deal. It runs from 8 to 2 p.m. I recommend you getting there probably at noon, kind of 12:30-ish, because of the amount of food that you're going to get for this meal. It'll basically be a late lunch, early dinner for you on Saturday or even Sunday after church. Get some church friends and go over there to the south location. Have the brunch. And I can tell you this, you're done for the day. You are not going to have a dinner either Saturday or Sunday. Whatever day you go, you're done for the day. It's a phenomenal, absolutely a phenomenal layout, and I highly recommend it. As a matter of fact, I might even try to take Vicky over there. They have the full menu is also available. The buffet, $8 to $15. Bloody Bar is $12. Not a buffet, I'm sorry, it's a menu, a full menu is available. So, excellent, excellent opportunity. Love for you guys to check it out. 8 to 2, Saturday and Sundays at the south location only. Now, I want to get back to this story before Ian came on. We didn't get to finish it. MERS News Service having their Pundit Mondays talking about the government shutdown. Well, the next question, who is doing the best job at this point positioning themselves to avoid taking the blame for potential government shutdown? Well, senior statesman Bill Ballinger said nobody. This is a plague on both houses as well as the governor. This is exactly what Ian Murphy just said. The public realizes that when we have divided government, this is likely to occur. This has been a debacle waiting to happen. Folks, I predicted this way back in January. I know exactly how Matt Hall thinks, from being a fiscal conservative, a hawk, being at the White House a couple of times, make America great again, make America healthy again. Let's make Michigan great again. I know State Representative Angela Regas. I know State Representative Rochelle Smith. I know State Representative Jay DeBoyer. DeBoyer is chair of oversight. Smith is oversight chair's subcommittee, election integrity. Angela Regas, weaponization of government. Ian talked about it in his interview. I have a very simple question, Angela. How could you possibly have hearings on the weaponization of state government and not invite Ian Murphy and his attorney, David Delaney? How is that even possible? The two gentlemen, the two fighters, the two patriots from Northern Michigan that have stood up to this tyrannical governor, this tyrannical system of bureaucratic agencies and departments for years. This goes back to March of 2020 when the governor shut us down. Remember that nightmare? Stay at home for 2 weeks. Don't leave your house. Don't go out to eat at the Iron Pig. Don't go out to eat anywhere. Don't go to church. Don't go anywhere. Don't even go shopping unless it's absolutely necessary for you to buy food and prescriptions. Basically, shut us down is what she did. Well, we all know the story. Ian Murphy said, I refuse. I have an obligation to my employees to have them work so that they can pay their bills. If they don't work, they don't earn. If they don't earn, they're going to get behind on their bills. No, Governor, sorry, you're not going to do that to my people. Risk it for the brisket. Remember when I told you guys to go over there and eat back in March of 2020, April of 2020? Because it was important that we support a local business in our listening area and send a message to this tyrannical governor. Well, now they're going to shut down the state government because they can't negotiate a budget. One of the other pundits, Angela Mnuchin, not saying it right, sorry, Minisucci, I can't say her last name, bellwether public relations. As a parent with kids in public school, I think schools are winning the messaging game right now. Nearly every parent I know has received communication that is transparent and candid about the realities of the current situation. So let me ask you, Angela, what is the communications you've been receiving? She doesn't say that. Transparent and candid, I can guarantee you 100% without a doubt, they're attacking Matt Hall and the House Republicans. This is all their fault. The governor has put forward her budget proposal. The Senate Democrats have passed their budget. And the evil House Republicans haven't even offered up a budget. Ah, but that's not true. They came up with a K-12 budget. They've already put it out there. They passed it. Senate Democrats won't adopt it. The governor won't sign it. Now, one of the things that she does go on to say, Speaker Hall has done a lot of talking without saying much about the progress in the budget negotiations. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks may have pushed back last week, but simply noting that the lawmakers aren't meeting regularly is not a strong enough response. Ultimately, this is beyond the control of the voters. The responsibility of a government shutdown lies squarely with these elected officials, and unless they change course, no amount of public positioning will even matter. Well, that part of her statement I agree with. But here's the problem. This is the problem. And Ian stated it perfectly. This is their job. For some of them, this is the best job they've ever had. They are making the most money they've ever made. Whenever they get invited to events, they call them the honorable state representative, the honorable state senator. How is it that we have fallen into the trap of putting the label on these guys as being honorable just because they're an elected official? If you're going to be called honorable, you have to live up to the title. You have to live up to that label. Because here's the bottom line. If you don't lead, if you do not fix problems and force others to come to the table, then you're not doing your job. Resign. Quit. Let somebody else replace you. I'll give you a perfect example. Donald Trump. Last Friday, when he was in Alaska, having that afternoon meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, as they were on the tarmac, when Putin's plane and the president's plane landed, red carpet strips were laid out for them to walk on, to stand on, and get their picture taken. Do you know what Donald Trump had the military base there in Alaska do? He asked the military to do him a favor. I would like you to fly a B-2 bomber, the ones that dropped the bombs in Iran. I'd like a couple of those to do a flyover right over my and Putin's head, forcing him to look up and see them. And I want you to fly him low. I want you to fly him low and sneak up on us. Come up in stealth mode and then turn off the stealth and go nuclear, baby. I want to see fire out the butts. He did it and had an upper hand on Putin immediately. I'm going to tie it into the budget talks in Lansing as to what then President Trump did yesterday, Monday, after Friday's meeting with Putin. Final segment, hour number two, will be right. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number two. Friday, Trump met with Putin in Alaska. Had B-2 bombers fly over while they were on the tarmac. Putin looked up and saw him. Little intimidation by Donald Trump. He's a master wizard of it. He strategically had that happen, went into the talks, followed it up with a meeting yesterday of Zelensky, who, by the way, wore a suit, albeit it was black with a black shirt and a black tie. He was in a suit, showing respect to the president, unlike his previous Oval Office meeting. But guess who else was there? All of Europe. Why? Because they're neighbors to Ukraine. Germany was there. Macron, France's president, sat next to Trump. Great Britain, Spain, all of them were there. Donald Trump, over the weekend, invited them to come to the White House on Monday to have a sit-down. Now, the news reported that the European leaders were going to come and tell Donald Trump how it was going to be. It didn't happen. Donald Trump told them what they were going to do. You guys are going to provide security to Ukraine. America's not doing it. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do, and you're going to do it, because I'm going to put this peace deal together, and you need to do this to take care of your neighbor. America's not doing it. We're done. We're not funding the war. We're not funding the security. We're not doing any of it unless we get what we want. Donald Trump has already negotiated a rare earth minerals deal from Ukraine. When this deal comes together, we will open up trade with all of you. And I'll even consider reducing your tariffs if you agree to do this. Donald Trump is absolutely living his book, The Art of the Deal. It's unfolding right before our eyes. Stock market reacting, going up today. The futures are up. The price of oil is dropping. Gas prices, by the way, have you noticed that? Vicki said that she filled up in Mount Pleasant by Soaring Eagle, $2.66 a gallon. $2.66 a gallon. It's happening. Well, guess what? This deal is going forward. It's going to happen. It is going to happen, and it's all because of this president, Donald J. Trump. It's that simple. It's that simple. And the thing of it is, you have to understand, folks, this is what you do when you're a leader. My question is, where is Governor Whitmer? Well, she's on summer vacation. She's waiting for them to get back into full session in September, and then I'm sure she's going to try to put something together with Speaker Matt Hall and when he brings the Senate Majority Leader. Now, one of the consultants, Resch, said, by aggressively doing nothing, the governor is sitting in the best spot right now. She's been publicly hands-off to this point, where the casual observer probably doesn't even think the governor even plays a role in the budget process. If you're not involved, it's hard to be believed. It's hard to be believed. Blamed or even possibly connected to the shutdown. Well, the last pundit, Hemman, said probably the governor is the one most likely to avoid taking the blame for this potential government shutdown. The House has not passed the budget yet. The Senate budget that they passed isn't even in balance anymore. The governor did her job. She proposed a balanced budget. The legislature hasn't done their job and given her something so that she is absolutely in the best position, closest to the brass ring at this point. So that's basically their takeaway. Well, they have another question. We're going to get into that in the next hour. Who would wear a government shutdown the best? The House Republicans, the Senate Democrats, or the governor? Because basically, somebody is going to win the PR battle. Will it be the House Republicans, the Senate Democrats, the governor? Well, we'll get their opinions on this. It's going to be very, very, very interesting. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth.